Come back to God with all your heart.
Most people live far from God. They eat, drink, marry, and run after worthless things, behaving as if they have no conscience. They carry secret sins in their hearts, not realizing that they are on the downward path to hell. Sometimes they even pretend to be very religious-minded, but they are far from God. Their hearts are hard and cruel. Their fanaticism leads them deeper and deeper in sin. As Christ said, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean." Dear listener, we urge you, come back to the living God. He did not create you in vain. He loves you with everlasting love and turns his face toward you. If you live without your Creator and reject him, you are lost, wandering without a goal. Your soul will remain empty and in despair, for you are missing the secret of the divine revelation. God created man. In his own image, in the image of God, he created him. The eternal, holy God wants to grant you the kindness of his love and to breathe his spirit into you, that you can live a life that is worth being called life. Look to the Lord, because he approaches you, according to his faithful promise. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
And ye shall seek me, and ye shall find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, and I will be found of you, when ye shall seek me with all your heart. And ye shall seek me, and ye shall find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Then I will be found of you, yes, I will be found of you, when ye shall seek me with all your heart.
A young man who lived among idol worshippers, read about the religions of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. He was lost in their differences and asked himself many times, "Is God one or three, or three in one? Which is the right way? Where is the truth?" He became confused and cried out from the depth of his despair, praying to heaven, "O God, if you exist, please reveal yourself to me. I want to know you and live with you and be kept in your power. I cannot live without you any longer." God answered his heart's cry. A short time later, the young man was going home from his office and found a yellow piece of paper thrown on the ground and read in it, "If you want to know more about God, write to the Center for Young Adults. They will send you explanations of the Holy Bible without cost. He wrote to them at once, and soon a package full of tracts and books arrived. As he opened the parcel, he wept tears of joy because he understood that the living God had answered his prayer. He studied the Bible carefully, and soon he came to know the one real God. As a result of his new faith, his behavior and life changed. He walked the right path and became a faithful servant of the Lord. Dear listener, come to the living God, for he is waiting for you. As long as you stay far away from him, you are lost in darkness. Come to your Creator and reject all the lies of the atheists. Don't be like them. 3,000 years ago, the prophet David wrote, "The fool says in his heart, 'There is no God.' They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good." Don't walk in the path of the atheists. Depart from their lies. Leave your loneliness and approach the divine light. Your Lord is calling you with his compassionate voice. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Listen to God's call and answer him. Decide with all your will to come back to your Lord. Ask yourself, "Do I really want to go back to God and seek him with all my heart?" It is not enough to have a good intention. There must be a final decision. If you are indeed looking for God, he will come to you, heal you, and save you completely.